Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, 805 new confirmed COVID cases over the weekend. 805. That's about double last weekend's numbers again. That's a geometric progression. Those of you who are science students or who were science students, you know that that's not good news. Out of those 805 cases, 462 were here in Lagos. So please take your precautions right now. Limit your movements. Wear a mask when you go out. Keep your distance from people when you can. And have a sanitizer on hand. Wash your hands as often as possible. Sanitize your hands as often as possible. And go and register. You can do that online these days. That's our second hard fact of the day, by the way. Voter registration is ongoing. You can register online. Go to cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. C for cat, V for violence, R for radio, .inecnigeria, that's one word, inecnigeria, one word, .org. O for orange, R for radio, G for gate man. It's very easy to do. cvr.inecnigeria.org. Now, if your votes will not count, if your votes don't matter, if your votes were inconsequential, you wouldn't have people offering you rice for them. You wouldn't have people offering you 500 naira for them. You wouldn't have people offering you Fanta for them. You definitely wouldn't have your representatives in the House voting no to your ability to have those votes be transmitted electronically.
I vote capital no to any amendment proposed by Senator Afam Basi on the electronic transmission of voting. Thank you.
That's Senator Adeola representing Lagos West right here in Lagos. Anyways, if you just joined us for the very first time, you are in great company because, hey, 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They listen to this show. So join them and keep listening to Hard Facts, starting with the big weekend. We'll talk about Saturday's local government elections here in Lagos. We'll also talk about Serap suing the NBC, the information minister and the president for ordering broadcasters to filter reports on Instagram. Security. Then let's talk about Nnamdi Kanu's trial, which resumed today but was adjourned because the State Security Service did not produce Nnamdi Kanu. And then speaking of the State Security Service, let's talk about one of their top officials saying that to avoid getting kidnapped, Nigerians should stop displaying wealth. We'll bring you Madam Landlord today. On Madam Landlord, we will continue our conversation about discrimination. Have you ever had a landlord or landlady deny you an apartment you would like to rent because you were a certain gender or a certain marital status or a certain tribe or a certain profession? It's a conversation we've been having for a while now, but it's such a huge conversation because the real estate industry in Lagos is huge, and the implications of being denied accommodation because of some of these factors are unending, right? And so what we what we're trying to do with this conversation, with this series, is to find some sort of middle ground. Is there even middle ground where we can set aside our prejudices and rent to these people who want houses? Or, you know, if we rent to them after setting aside our prejudices and they go on to do what we were afraid that they would do, perhaps punish them, perhaps have some form of measures that protect us, you know, from some of these tenants who are unruly. That's the nicest way to put it. So at 4 o'clock, we'll continue that conversation. On the big hard fact, let's talk about, you know, more stuff. We have EFCC in the news all the time. I have Israel on the show with me. Israel is a lawyer. I'm also hopefully going to speak to the head of media at EFCC at 5 o'clock today. And we're going to talk about these raids that the EFCC has been allegedly conducting all over the country in the past few weeks. You know, you have them barging into hotel rooms, trying to arrest internet fraudsters, allegedly holding hotel management staff under duress, forcing them to give them the keys to hotel rooms so that they can barge in there and try to arrest internet fraudsters, harassing innocent guests, etc., etc. We'll find out what exactly is happening there and then look at what the law says and look at due process and try and find out if this due process is being followed. 5 o'clock, we'll have that conversation. Don't miss it. As usual, we'll bring you the latest updates every hour on the hour, but let's get right into the big weekend. I love the big weekend, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Did you vote this weekend? Is NBC's instructions to media houses about coverage of insecurity unconstitutional? NBC's instruction to media houses about coverage of insecurity, is it unconstitutional? And does the SSS have the right to decide who can cover the Nnamdi Kanu case? And do you think Nigerians are being kidnapped because they're displaying wealth? It was a really big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. Of course, the biggest story of the weekend was the local government elections here in Lagos. Or was it? I don't know. Can we still call it a big story if the turnout was that low? Were Lagosians actually interested in that election? You'll tell me, but it was a big deal for me because I had to work on a Saturday night. I was right here from 5 to 7, giving you all the hard facts about Election Day. And I wasn't alone. Nigeria Info had end-to-end coverage for you, starting with Agogo in the morning, then Sheriff, then Wemimo, then me. And the coverage was packed, even if the election was not. I had very insightful guests. Nigeria Info had reporters on the scene, and they were giving us the gist from the polling units. If you missed some of the conversation from this weekend, you can always catch up, of course, on our website, Nigeria Info 99.3. But I mean, everybody can't go to the website, am I right? So instead of going to the website, let me play you some of the things that we talked about on that day.
But generally, like I said, across all the 20 local government and LCDs in Lagos State, there was late deployment of election material.
Right.
But what we've also seen is that there were presence of some of the essential materials for the elections printed by SEC.
Mm.
We've seen deployment of card readers, even though the card readers were not used in most of the polling units, and most of the card readers were not charged to 100%. Majority of polling units had their card reader charged to about 50%. Just one or two that we visited had up to 100% charged.
Did you ask them why this was?
Sorry?
Did you ask them why this was?
So we were able to find out that some claimed that because it was not well charged, that was why they resorted to manual accreditation. But again, if you look at the guidelines for the elections, yesterday the LASEC chairperson was on TV and we heard her mention that voters can vote to the polls with their TVC. A critical incident will be available for voters. An incident from Surrey will be available for voters to vote. So this has also, we know that the use of the card readers will not be very essential in pulling in it. Did we see card readers? Yes, we saw card readers. Where they used, they were not used. Even the COVID-19 protocol were not well adhered to. Even though hand sanitizers, infrared thermometer were provided in almost all the polling units, that they were not utilized by the officials there and also the voters. We didn't see much officials and voters using face masks and adhering to physical distancing.
Why does poor performance on the part of the politicians translate into low turnout on the part of the voters when it should be the other way around?
That happens because the voters don't have an alternative.
What do you mean?
When there's an alternative and you vote for me and people come out and support me and vote for me and I don't perform, but they know that Sandra Ezekwesili is the alternative, then in 3 years' time, they get angry, come out and they vote me out by voting for Sandra Ezekwesili.
Right.
On the ballot paper, there is no option for... There's an option for vote for Andy. There's no option for vote Andy out. There's an option for vote Andy, vote Sandra, vote Sheriff. So, when Andy is running against a ghost, that incentive to come out to vote me out does not exist.
I see.
PDP is the largest opposition party, right?
Okay.
They're the one with the most resources.
Okay.
PDP's slogan on social media for this election was, for what it's worth, come out and vote.
I don't understand.
For what it's worth, come out and vote.
Okay.
So right there, in their own messaging, they're saying, we don't think this election matters, but just to fulfill all righteousness, come and vote. For what it's worth. They actually wrote that. So what... When a party's, that is the party's messaging, how much work do you think that party actually did to present itself as an alternative? That's one. Two, what work did they do for what we call GOTV, get out the vote? It's all well and good to say, oh, we expect the electorate to come out and vote. And that's true. But even in the most robust democracies, I'm talking about the United States, the UK, there's a reason why you have get out the vote campaign. Even though the situation is the way it is, right? And there's no LG autonomy. Imagine if every opposition party still worked hard, galvanized, mobilized, got the full 1,000 people to every polling unit, the full 500 people. Those people there stopped the ruling party from thumbprinting. Right?
Okay.
Stop them from rigging at the polling units, right? And so the real result had to be called there. Went to the collation center and stopped that. The real result was called there. The LGA chairmen and councils now, by force, they've been now installed, the opposition people. Let's say as they get there now, the government doesn't want to give them the autonomy, doesn't want to allow them to operate, wants to winch them, wants to impeach them, wants to do all of those things. Guess what just happened? You just created a flashpoint.
Okay.
You just created 37 flashpoints where each LGA chairman or each LCDA chairman and their councils are fighting the state government. The state government removes them. Let's say Supreme Court, by the way, has given a ruling that state government can't remove them.
Okay.
So all the state government can do is like maybe just cut them off, not give them budget. If I'm the elected LGA chairman from the opposition and my state governor wants to frustrate me and not give me my budget, like I was saying, I'll be on Nigeria Info every day. I'll be on Cool FM every day. I'll be on Wazobia every day talking about, say, this is our budget, this is our plan for you. This is the money we're expecting from the state government. State government has not brought it. But here's what we have done. Out of our own pocket, we have done this. Out of our own pocket, we have done that. This is what we have done. We have called these companies in to come and do this as CSR. We have done this, we have done that. We would be able to do more, but those people in the government house have refused to give us our rightful budget. By the time you make that noise for 3 years while they cannot sack you, by the time the next governorship election comes, do you think your party won't be in a position to take the government house?
Like I said, the coverage was packed. This was from Saturday, 5 to 7. If you want to listen to the full coverage, go online, nigeriainfo.fm. Throughout the coverage, we kept going back and back again and again to the low turnout. And I think I want us to talk about it some more today, because the election is over. The men and women who were chosen by a couple of dozen people per polling unit are going to be running your local government areas and your LCDAs, right? Tomorrow is Tuesday. We have Community U Report, and I'm guessing that tomorrow and on many of the Tuesdays after that for the next 3 years, many of you were calling to complain about service delivery in your area. The deplorable state of roads, no transformer, extortion, market getting demolished without warning. And the people responsible for fixing these things, the people that you say are doing a bad job, are the people who got elected on the day that you refused used to show up. So today, Lagos, I'm challenging you. I want to ask you why. Why didn't you show up to vote on Saturday? Is it because, like the chief said on Saturday on the show, nobody came to make a case to you for why you should come out and vote? Why didn't you go out? If you didn't show up to vote, do you still believe that you have a right to complain about how your local government or your LCDA will be run during the next 3 years? Do you believe you have a right to complain? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Let's start with John. John is in Unilag. How are you, John? Thank you for calling us.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Say, please, nobody should call Chukwudi to complain. Nobody should try it. They'd not come out to let you complain. But PDP won in Iwaya.
Okay.
We won one councillor in Iwaya. So we're progressing. I'm not a PDP person, but we're going to remove APC from power 2023. But nobody should call Chukwudi and complain again. So now, well done.
All right, John. Thank you very much for calling. John says PDP will remove APC from power in 2023 and nobody should call Chukwudi to complain. Do you agree with John? 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Okay, my name is Philip.
Philip, good to have you on the show. Turn your radio off, then go ahead. Philip?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason why people don't come out to vote because of the councillor and chairmanship election. So that's not the important election to win as a youth in Nigeria. The most important election as a youth in Nigeria is the presidential election. That's what we're waiting for.
No, that's a lie, yo. Eh? That's a lie, yo. The most important election is councillor and local government, oh. Ah, eh? Is that so? Is that what we think? Is that what we think? No, seriously, is that what we think? Adelaine is in Satellite Town. Hi, Adelaine. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Welcome.
I did not vote.
Okay.
And I have good reason for not voting.
Okay.
Like the earlier on clip you just played.
Hmm.
There was no alternative.
Okay.
We're not happy with what is on ground.
Mm-hmm.
The primaries itself, there was no internal democracy.
Okay.
It was just a selection of candidates. And the candidates didn't even campaign. I was asking myself, who do I vote for even if I wanted to vote? I didn't see anybody come to campaign. I didn't see anybody come to tell me anything.
Okay.
You know? So
okay.
At the end of the day, I was at a loss.
Hmm.
The opposition is not existing.
Hmm.
So the whole thing is a charade as far as I'm. So why go waste my time? Am I going to go there and start saying mini, who do I vote for? No, I can't do that.
Hmm.
So that's the reason I didn't vote.
Adelaine, thank you so much for calling. We've got Yunus in Lagos Island. Hi, Yunus.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling to comment on the Saturday election.
Yes, please. Did you go out to vote?
Yeah, we always have excuses why we should not do the right thing.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying that they don't have options. We all understand that it wasn't only APC that featured in the last Saturday local council election.
Mm.
So we have PDP and likewise we have other political parties. Whoever was not satisfied with the performance of APC candidate in the past, ordinarily would have voted for the other party available. So then when we keep complaining, we don't do what is right, I think we'll keep complaining all our lives. And it's only when they see that the people are even turning out for election as they should,
right,
that politicians would stay on their toes to ensure that they do what is right.
Right.
If they know that nobody comes out to vote, they'll do whatever they like.
Right.
And then we all understand that the APC that some of us have issues with, they have their people on ground at all time voting. Mm. And when they win the election, people would now complain that they were rigged out. Who rigged who? People should go out and vote for party of their choice. Nobody is even advocating for a particular party this time around because it's our fundamental human right to make our choice. And then, so can I also comment on the case of Nnamdi Kanu?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. So now, for those that are calling for the entire Nigerians to be present before the proceeding, the court proceeding could be heard, I don't think it's appropriate. So if we have 10 media houses there, and we all on that, I've checked the list, I've seen AIT there, I saw channels there, we must not, all the media houses must not be present. I would have been angry if media houses were prevented completely. If you have 10, that is more than enough. What do we want? We want information. The 10 media houses we have there is good enough to give us all the information that we need. NTA is there. NTA coverage is one of the largest in the country. We have channels there. Channel has a very large coverage too.
Yeah, but what's the harm? But what's the harm of having all the media houses there?
No, you have limited space. You can't have everybody there. And we all understand that this period we are in, COVID-19 is here. You just read on the news, mm-hmm. not quite long,
mm-hmm.
that the cases are rising.
Mm.
The government has a responsibility. And most often, even those of us that don't even have the competence to comment on certain issues, we comment on every single thing. I believe that we all have our opinions, but let's comment in a way that we don't cause trouble. Because some people say no, he's the president. Some people say no, he's the IG, he's the Attorney General of the Federation.
Mm.
And some people are telling us, oh, is the court, has the right to say, okay, no, this is the number of people we can accommodate. That there is specific number of seats for SAN, specific number of seats for media and all of that.
Mm.
So whatever we don't have good information on,
mm.
let's limit our comment on some of those things. We have opinion, there is no doubt about that.
Mm.
But we should also understand that some statements are capable of causing issues around.
Yunus, thank you so much for calling. Again, limited space hasn't stopped them in the past, but your comment is noted. We've got Atanda Kayode Samuel who says, Sandra, if you were at the polling station on Saturday and voted on Saturday, it was a pinch of the counted votes to voted by voters. I don't know what you just wrote, Kayode Samuel. Perhaps take a look at it again. Chris Obi says, me, vote? God forbid. When they return all APC candidates for a second tenure in my area, what do you expect how the outcome will be? Now, wow. Ha. So you people are just content to call and complain and not really do anything to change it. Because see, now who gets local government na in fit mobilize win governorship? Shey you na know? Now who gets local government if he mobilize win governorship? Na in fit mobilize bring numbers for presidency. That's what get out the vote means. So if you don't like how things are going and you want to change things, is it really enough to just keep complaining? Now, of course, if you do like how things are and you don't go out to vote, is it really wise to leave it up to chance that your party will win if you don't go out to vote to make sure your party wins? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
28 minutes past 3. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Simeon Gwenga says, Sandra, I didn't vote because our politicians are liars, unreliable, and senseless in giving good governance. As for me, Nigeria has lost trust in these politicians. They are there to steal money. Simeon, here's something that I should tell you. All over the world, politicians lie, politicians maneuver, deceive, some of them allegedly steal. Do you know what the people do? The people find the liars, the thieves among them, find the ones who have goals that match their own goals and align with them. Because here's what's happening. These politicians are using you anyway. You might as well use them back. Instead of saying, they're liars and they're dirty and they're politicians. And they're wing, 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 and then you don't go out to vote because they're liars and they're dirty and they're politicians. Meanwhile, they say, these people are not coming out to vote anyway. And they're counting their money and they're licking their hand and they're counting some more. And they're saying, you're doing well. Freaky, freaky. You know, so, I mean, you either use them back or you continue to be used. You continue to get used. It's how it works all over the world. All over the world. Find the thief, the SOB that aligns with the things that you're looking for out of governance and get behind him or her. That's how it works all over the world. There are no saints in the political business. There are no angels in the political business. None. Zero. Zilch. Think of all the progressive democracies you know. All of them. Every single one of them. There are no saints. They're all wheeling and dealing and looking for the best deals for themselves. Sometimes those deals are good enough for you. What you do is you get selfish with it. What you do is you get, like, you serve yourself first. You put yourself first. You put your community first. You put your society first. And the way to do that is to turn up and vote. If you don't turn up to vote and you say to yourself, oh, because they are liars and unreliable and senseless, you're not doing them all. Like Chimamanda will say, it's the men that are winning. It's 3:30. Let me bring you another story that broke over the weekend as well. Serap is suing the federal government again. This time, it's over the directive from the NBC to media houses about how to cover insecurity in the country. Remember, the NBC told radio and TV stations not to cover insecurity in ways that, according to the NBC, glamorize the insurgents. NBC also directed that the details of victims should not be shared. And they asked broadcasters to be careful about how they cover newspaper headlines. By the way, the best newspaper headline review on radio is with Sheriff on the Morning Crossfire. Check it out. Seriously. Sheriff on the Morning Crossfire with the best newspaper headline review. But yeah, Serap is calling this order illegal. And they're challenging it at the Federal High Court in Abuja. They're suing President Buhari, Information Minister Lai Mohammed, and the NBC itself. And in the suit, they're making three claims. The first claim is that the NBC directive violates Section 22 of the Constitution. And Section 22 is very short and sweet. So I'm going to read it to you. Quote, the press, radio, television, and other agencies of the mass media shall at all times be free to uphold the fundamental objectives contained in this chapter and highlight the responsibility and accountability of the government to the people. So I want you to answer this question. Do you think an NBC order to radio stations and TV stations not to report on successes of insurgents or bandits against the government violates the duty of the press to help you hold government accountable? Serap's second claim is that the directive violates Article 9 of the African Charter on Human Rights, which the Nigerian government signed and ratified. Again, this is a very short and sweet article, so let me read it in full. Subsection 1, every individual shall have the right to receive information. Subsection 2, every individual shall have the right to express and disseminate his opinion within the law, end quote. So according to the African Charter, which Nigeria signed, you have a right to receive any information. And the radio station you listen to has a right to share any information with you as long as they are not breaking any existing laws. So I I want the lawyers to call me and tell me if Nigeria has any existing laws that specifically forbid the press from reporting on the kidnap of civilians or revealing the names of kidnap victims or other attack victims. Because remember, the NBC has ordered media houses to stop this. That it also violates Article 19 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which the Nigerian government also signed. That's also something else that Serap stated. That's the third thing that Serap stated. That article is much longer, but it boils down to the same thing as the African Charter. The press can publish any information as long as it is not violating existing laws. And the article says that this also applies to national security issues. So national security isn't a good enough reason to order the press not to discuss a story, unless there's a specific law backing it. That's what the treaty says. Nigeria signed the treaty. So again, I'm asking, does the NBC's order violate this treaty? Serap thinks so. Here's what they're asking the court to grant. First, a declaration that newspaper reviews by radio and TV stations are legal. Second, they want a declaration that if a station is giving factual and accurate reports of insurgency or terror attacks or banditry, they are in line with Nigeria's right to access information. Third, they want a court injunction stopping the government from punishing media houses for reporting on insecurity. Specifically, they want to stop the government from fining media houses or shutting them down or suspending them. So basically, Serap is, you know, saying to the courts and to the Nigerian government that the NBC directives violate your right to get news and the media's right to give you the news. And they want the court to step in as a protector of those rights. Do you agree? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Men, call us on that number. Women, call us on 01465-7190. And we have WhatsApp, of course. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We also have Facebook. We are streaming live. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. West is Nikorodu. West is a first-time caller. Hi, West. How are you? Hello, West. West is not there anymore. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello? 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 Sorry about that. 99.3.
Auntie Sandra, good evening, ma.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
It's Afra from Ojo Alaba.
Welcome.
Auntie Sandra, let me start from this era.
Okay. Okay.
If I make mistake, you correct me a bit.
Okay.
Every time during SRS or WhatsApp, you hear that Serap sue court. They sue to court. They sue to court. I have never heard for one day that they win one case.
Okay.
Why?
Well, maybe you're not listening when they win, but they win a lot of them.
But I will listen when they will say. I will not listen when they win.
Yeah, they've won. They've won multiple cases.
Ah, congratulations. That's number one. Number two, I did not vote.
Okay.
My brother went there to vote at Ojo.
Okay.
They asked him which party. He said PDP. They told him to go to Anambra and vote. He came back. For me, I didn't mean that there is a rally or the campaign. They tell us this is who is voting. I could have voted. But me, I don't know. If not for Friday night, that I noticed that on the next day was election. I don't even know who is voting. I don't even know. So why did they know? Why is in previous elections that you see people will be campaigning? Doing all sorts of things, but this one they did not do it that way. Why? Let them tell us why there was no campaign, there was no posters around here. So that is why it looks as if people did not come out to vote. Because I don't vote for party, I vote for a human being, person I know, whether APC or PDP. Are you getting that, Sandra?
Okay.
So that is my own. It's not that people didn't come out, because I didn't mean that people know. Many people could have come out. And even that they know whom they are going to vote for, people could have come out to vote. So next time, let them do it right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ojo, for calling. Yeah, thank you, Frank, from Ojo, for calling. Mustafa is on the line. Hi, Mustafa.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. Congratulations to Nigeria President.
How are you? Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, as regards voter registration on Saturday.
Okay.
Yes. I want to talk about, when you talk about the introduction of, or the application of PVR on the INEC portal. I got information from Nigeria Info. So I misplaced my voter's card long time ago. So I reapplied using the smartphone. Then I got application date. I was expecting that the day that they will give me to come and collect my PVC will be earlier than the time they will vote for this last election.
Okay.
So I was very eager to vote, but I could not have my voter's card with me.
Okay.
So that's why I, on that one, I got disappointed about INEC rescheduling.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Then another thing, as I was growing up, I found out that whenever the contestants, those who are contesting for position in the election or politics, like that, I noticed that they don't used to contribute to the society until the day that they want to contest for election, that will now be seeing their posters. In fact, we don't need to see their physical appearance in the street. They should come house to house, door to door, help people stop their environmental problems. Can you get my point, ma'am?
Okay.
This way alone will go a long way for them to help them, you know, attain the position they want to attain.
Okay.
Yes, that's my point, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you very much, sir. We've got Alaja in Ikorodu, who's a first-time caller. Welcome.
Yeah, first time caller.
Good to have you on the show.
You picked my call today. Well, I want to comment on the election.
Yes.
Alaja from Ikorodu. People will be complaining. I listen to your program every day from 5:30, Sheriff, Fem and the guy, everything, but they don't pick. But this was very important. I've been listening to you since 3 o'clock. People will not come out, but they'll be complaining. This is not a matter of a party or no party. Go out. Don't come in. It's closest to our people. Very close. People will be complaining. Like tomorrow now, Shukudi will be going out, they will complain this, they didn't do the bomb, they didn't go out to go and do their normal thing to perform. They do, I work out, I don't want to vote for party for your vote. I know you, because I will go there to their place, because I'm not a citizen, I will go to their place and complain. I live in Ikorodu, local government, they will go SD. They know me, if I have any problem, I will go there and tell them, this is what is happening in my area. People should come out, the local government is the closest to people, but people don't know. I don't know, they are not complaining since now. They will not do this morning, they will be complaining. The local government, the chairman did not do the castle, but they did not go out and do the right thing to vote. That's what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alaja, for calling. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon. My name is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. Welcome.
Okay. Talking about the election on Saturday. I actually went out to vote.
Fantastic, okay. But
I was very discouraged because I didn't see people out there on the street going to vote.
Okay.
You know, they were, the road as I went to where I was going to vote, the road was very free. Nobody was around. And then when I got there, I voted. And I walked around and I could see that everybody was in their house. People were in their houses. Nobody came out. And we keep on complaining. It's discouraging that the youth that they're saying that they want to take over. You didn't see them out there. Nobody came out. So at the end of the day, one party has taken everything. It's going to continue like this. Is it going to continue like this? So that's just what I have to say.
Thank you so much for calling and saying it. We'll talk to Etim and then move on to our very next story. Etim, how are you?
I'm fine, Akru. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
A local government election is a funny type of election. It's a sharing in total. And it pains me, and I'm also surprised when I hear some people calling APC this and that, APC this and that. This, it cut across the parties. PDP or whatever. I reside in satellite camp. I will tell the council, the chair lady of Oruade is the worst leader. If you are passing through the road that leads down to Ijegun Waterside, in front of the secretariat, there's a very pothole there. She did not give us one factory, but I heard that
She owned a fabric company in Cotonou. She's the one supplying uniform, wrapper, Nkara for the people that are doing uniform here in this area. I didn't come out to vote. I told, I asked one of my, I'm an APC member, an APC member. I'm not, if you don't vote, if you buy any APC, I'm supposed to out. Like last Friday, I called, somebody called me that I used to call this platform to lie. May God forgive him, but you should not buy it too. I'm not in want of words to describe people. I asked one of the party leader, party member here, you went out to vote? She said no. Even the money they give them for mobilization, somebody has embezzled the money. I didn't come out to vote because I know that, where the main election is within the party primaries. When once you emerge a party candidate, that is all. For local government or APC or PDP, that's where the struggles lies. So for those who say they didn't come out to vote, they have lost confidence. The only thing I'm against the electoral vote because of, in 2019, PDP, their target was the server. They went as far as Kenya to hire the server expert.
Do you have proof for that?
Yes, he testified at the Supreme Court now. They brought it to Nigeria. And after their primaries in Port Harcourt in 2018 or 2019, they went to hold the organized retreat in Dubai, where they were romancing with a hush puppy. The picture was around before even Dugara defected back to the APC. The picture were around. So that is, you know what, remember what Senator Doom said? He said they are afraid of PDP. The fear of PDP in 2015 hacking into INEC server is the beginning of APC. That by 2023, they went as far as going to Russia to hire INEC, a server expert. So those who think the only solution to vote out who you do not want or a party is to come out en masse, wait as after casting your vote, wait until the result is announced. Then I was in Akwa Ibom in November when local government election was held by Kasia. A particular candidate from opposition won in his ward, and the returning officer then announced him as the winner. When the result finally goes to Uyo for final announcement, they canceled the election in that ward. They ordered for a rerun of the election. The guy was on the platform ready to cry, this and that. Say he has won because he's not the member of PDP. So even APC, we even try. We have sympathy for the PDP. During their time, they don't have sympathy. For instance, in Lagos, even this outgoing set of administrators, local government administrators, we have some local government, some council where they were located to PDP. PDP won in the last election, apart from the one held on Saturday. And the one they held on Saturday, you have some people calling that PDP won in some local government and council wards. In both to Kaduna, four local government, either four or five local government chairmen are occupied by, won by PDP. Tell me, in PDP controlled state, where even the councillors of opposition party of APC
PDP controlled the nation and APC won presidency. But thank you so much, Etim, for calling us. Let's move on to one of the final stories. Nnamdi Kanu's trial resumed today. It may not be a big weekend story, but it's the biggest story in Nigeria right now. So the trial resumed and adjourned because there was no defendant. SSS did not produce Nnamdi Kanu, and so the judge had to shift the hearing until October. Now, the question on a lot of lips is, why didn't the SSS produce the defendant? He's being tried at the Federal High Court, not a military tribunal. It's a normal criminal proceeding, so it should be public, and the defendant should be presented at each hearing. I want to hear from the lawyers about this one. Is there any legal grounds why the arresting and detaining agency can be permitted not to produce a defendant on his or her trial day? And if there isn't, for the lawyers who are listening, if the SSS has no grounds not to produce Kanu for a hearing, are there any penalties for wasting the court time? Now, like I said earlier, this is the Federal High Court, which is an open court. it's an open court. However, we're getting reports that some members of the public, including lawyers, were initially denied access to the courtroom this morning. If you're watching our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube, I'm going to play you footage of some of these lawyers who were denied access. Now, of course, if you're not watching, I have the audio as well, so you can, you know, simply keep listening. But Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Now we're trying to get clarity about whether or not these were Kano's lawyers or they were just lawyers interested in the proceedings. But again, I want to hear from the lawyers who are listening to the show right now. Under what circumstances can lawyers or anybody really be barred from a courtroom? I know that Section 36 of the Constitution makes it clear that courtrooms are public and that only the court itself can deny access to people. But I want to know what the conditions for those denials of access are. Also, should Nnamdi Kanu's trial be held in public? Do you think? I'm asking because some supporters of the government are insisting that Kanu should be tried in semi-privacy or total privacy because of national security concerns. You heard Yunus almost say that when he called in as well. But you have others who say that the national security issues can be judged on a testimony-by-testimony basis. So that's a situation where the trial is in public, but let's say that a particular witness wants to testify about some sensitive information. The lawyers can then ask the judge to clear the court. The idea behind this is that the public will still be able to get as much information as possible about the case, which is in the public interest. And I want to know if you agree. I want to know if you agree. Do you think that Nnamdi Kanu's trial should be fully in public? Or do you think it should be fully in private? Or do you think it should be somewhere in between? What do you think about the failure of the SSS to produce him in court today? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We're going to come to WhatsApp in a bit, but let's talk to Christopher Nikoyi up first. Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Yeah, the People's President.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Quick one on the election on Saturday.
Right.
You know, before the election, APC, their registering members, you remember, they put umbrellas here and there.
Okay.
Registering their members.
Okay.
Those are the people that come out to vote. Then you go around Adeola Deku, Akia Adeshola, you see their posters. they designed the thumbprint or whatever. I was wondering, I said, how come? Is it only PC that is taking part in this election? Sandra, you know, my people said, man, I had a you understand me?
Okay.
So all these people complaining now. Shouldn't. You hear my chairman, Frank, about to talk about startup. Startup has been winning cases. But this government, did they obey the rule of law? President Buhari, his right-hand man, just win a case against Cross River, Abadjalingo, 30 million. You think they will keep to that? Okay, look at what the tape you just play now in the courtroom there, where they don't allow people to enter. They've been announcing the date to Monday. They will then have the time. How come DFS did not produce that guy? What happened to El Mustafa? President Sandra, you are here now. You know what happened to El Mustafa during Obasanjo regime? He was there for about 8 years, right?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Until the guy leave office.
Okay.
That is what they want to play now. This one is even better. Less than 3 years, this set of people will leave office. So for those lawyers, I can hear their voice. Please, I don't want anybody to be hurt. Just please, I'm begging every one of them.
Chris, thank you so much for calling. Unfortunately, we have to take a break. But when we come back, let's take a few more thoughts by WhatsApp. On today's big weekend, we brought you the local government elections. We also talked about Nnamdi Kanu's trial, which resumed today but was adjourned because the SSS did not produce him. And then we talked about Sarah suing the NBC, Information Minister, and the President for ordering broadcasters to filter reports on insecurity. Now, I should tell you that on Friday, a top SSS official caused a stir. His name is Paul Obu. He's a Deputy Director for the Security Enforcement in the Kwara State Command, and he was talking about the security situation in the country, specifically about the high rate of kidnappings. And he said one of the major causes of kidnappings is people displaying wealth. According to him, a good way to avoid getting kidnapped is to not show people you have money. He said people must adopt moderate lifestyles so as not to fall prey to these criminal elements, end quote. So I want you to think about that advice, but let's think about it in three ways, right? So first of all, let's think about it in a vacuum, just on its own, right? On its own merits. Does living a more modest lifestyle make you less of a target for kidnappers in general? That's number one. Number two, let's think about it in the current Nigerian context where kidnapping has become so rampant in the Northwest and North Central. The people who are getting kidnapped over there, are they displaying wealth? I mean, we've seen the parents of the different sets of abducted school kids. They were not exactly Otedola or Obi Kubana. You know what I mean? It seems like the rampant kidnappings in the North have become more of a crime of opportunity. Are they targeting the rich or are they targeting large numbers of the poor at once, especially children? And third, let's think about the advice in the context of who is giving it. Do you believe that the SSS should be telling people how to avoid getting kidnapped? Some people say yes, because every bit of information helps, right? But other people say, because if Nigerians are now at a greater danger of getting kidnapped, it is because the SSS and other security agencies are failing to protect them. So they're saying that the SSS officer should be advising himself and his colleagues on how to do their jobs better. Which position do you take? Let me come to WhatsApp very quickly. President Sandra, I like the way you're handling this show. You have polite answer to all of us. Jane, thank you very much for the compliment. Richard from Onirike says, good afternoon, Sandra. I did not vote and I will not vote until they begin to transmit results electronically. Because in 2019, I voted and after counting the vote, we insisted that results be posted at the polling unit. But INEC officials refused and from nowhere, thugs came out to carry the boxes and moved with INEC officials. Sandra, my name is Ramon from Igondo. I voted against my party, the ruling party, because at the polling booth, all I can see were APC members. But I believe two reasons are responsible for low turnout. Some decided not to vote because they believe that as a party member, their party will win due to dominance in Lagos. While on the other hand, some see no reason to vote because those who are running as regards party is irrelevant to their desire. Positive and negative abstainers is in actual fact. All right. Thank you very much. Chris is never coordinated. Each time he calls, he jumps from one issue to another. Well, this is not what we're talking about. Okay. All right. He seems to have a vendetta against Chris because all your WhatsApp messages are Chris, Chris, Chris. You guys, try to focus on the subject at hand, okay? Let's not attack callers or contributors. We've got Joseph from Ketu who says, the society believes that if you close your eyes because you didn't want to see bad people, you will not see the good people when they pass as well. People's President, I, Joseph, cannot complain because I don't have PVC. Nigerians should change their orientation. All right, Joseph, thank you so much for sending your message in. I wish we had more time to take more of your thoughts, but we don't. So I'll bring you business news, and after the business news, let's talk on Madam Landlord.